Page 94, the Private Eye podcast.
Hello and welcome to part three of the Pulford Award Private Eye Page 94 special this year. Very exciting, very much the Godfather part three of the satirical podcast world. And there's going to be a ritual bloodletting later on. Before that, we are here with Padraig Reedy, who is the chief of judges, as you have been for how many years now, Padraig?
Is this six or seven? I think it's six. 2017, I think, when it was brought back from a brief hiatus after a certain news organization pulled this plug on the funding. Anyway.
And we should say that was The Guardian who pulled the plug on the funding. Padraig, how many entries did you have this year? We always talk about the short list, but maybe it's worth talking about the long list and, in fact, the pre-long list.
Well, Amelia, who does the PR for the award, told me once never to reveal the exact number. Because you always kind of get in a trap then of always having to beat the exact number. What I can say is that in my time doing this, which is 6 years now, it was the second highest number we've ever had. And the only year that beat that was the first year of lockdown, when people clearly had nothing better to do and everyone was at home, not in the office, nothing was working, so they thought, why the hell not enter? So this year, with a fully functioning press back again, we've had the second highest, and by a very close margin, number of entries, which was both brilliant, obviously, for the award, and also quite daunting for me in particular, because I do have to read every single one.
The other thing we should say is about the timing with which they're delivered. So Maisie, whose voice you hear at the start of every episode of Page 94, was saying, with about 6 hours to go, there are hardly any submissions this year. And as always, they come in an absolute flood, right on the deadline.
Right on. Every March, myself and Maisie send each other messages daily saying, have you looked at the spreadsheet of doom? Have you updated the spreadsheet of doom? And we both panic, and then on the morning, within an hour, literally within an hour, four-fifths of the entries turn up.
As we've talked so much in previous years about the shortlist and the longlist, I know you're going to say they're all brilliant. There's a range of journalism in there. There are so many, there are different kinds of journalism, different kinds of story, all from different kinds of writers. I wonder what advice you would give to people listening to this, maybe hacks listening to this, who want to get their story onto next year's Pulford Award shortlist.
I think there are two elements to this. So when we think about it, there is the investigation and there is the campaign. And for me, actually, the campaign part is very important. It's the perseverance, the sticking with something. And I think that's the one thing that unites all the entries this year is, these aren't some piece of inspiration or having one source that was cultivated. Everything here is the result of months and sometimes years of hard work, slog, dull and slow-moving legal battles even, just to even get to the point of publication. I guess, people are lucky to have great editors who will give them that scope and that space, but this is proof that those efforts and that kind of journalism is rewarded.
Thanks very much, Padraig. So there you have it. Let's go live now to the stage where Ian Heslop is about to announce the winner of this year's Pulford Award. Over to Ian.
So, the Pulford Awards 2023. And the winner is David Conn from The Guardian.
So there you have it. David Conn of The Guardian has won this year's Pulford Award for his brilliant story about Baroness Michelle Moan and the £200 million PPE contract that was awarded via the government's VIP lane during the pandemic, which went to a company initially denied to be anything at all to do with Moan, her husband, and their grown-up children, and which, thanks to David's brilliant work, was revealed to be quite a bit to do with all that. David, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's really fantastic. And just to be mentioned in the same frame in any kind of way as Paul Foote is just such a huge... It's quite hard to actually maybe even for people to understand, but when we were growing... Because of the generation I am, you're genuinely growing up, reading Paul Foote and some very, very few others as, the absolute pinnacle of journalism. And I think it's not even just the actual work he did, but knowing that what he was doing was trying to uncover and unpick and overturn miscarriages of justice. I think with people of my generation, that really embedded in us the idea that that is the pinnacle of journalism. That's what we need to be focusing on. We need, of everything else that we could be doing, we need to realise that there's people in prison who shouldn't be in prison. There's injustices that should not be maintained.
We should also say there are people who aren't in prison who maybe should be.
Well, you might say that, Andrew. So yeah, it's a massive, massive privilege. So thank you very much. Yeah.
Ian, another great year for investigative journalism.
Yes, incredibly cheery. And we had a brilliant shortlist, and any of them could have won. We had three big national stories, but also three much smaller stories that were equally beautifully handled. And I read various resumes of them, but basically, you have done this much better on the previous episodes, the sheer amount of effort to get through that wall of hassle and secrecy in all the cases is brilliant. We had a huge number of entries. All I can say is, get going for next year, get your entries in, and obviously suck up to your editors appallingly to make sure they do it.
Okay, that's it for this episode of Page 94. We hope you've enjoyed listening and seeing this brilliant glimpse at the coalface of British investigative journalism. We will be back next year with another one of these, but before then, we will probably squeeze in just a few more episodes of the regular podcast, where we speak to the brilliant hacks who write the magazine itself about the stories they've been working on and get a bit more insight into their processes and all the interesting, crunchy things they found out along the way. Thanks for listening to this, which, as ever, has been produced by Matt Hill of Rethink Audio. We'll see you next time.